As warmer temperatures and spring rainfall arrive, Orillia and surrounding townships, including Severn, Oro Medonte and Ramara, are taking proactive steps to mitigate potential flooding risks. With low-lying areas and waterways making local communities vulnerable, municipal staff are closely monitoring conditions and ensuring emergency preparedness plans are in place. The city is actively working to prevent and manage potential flooding by maintaining drainage infrastructure and keeping storm water systems clear, officials say. The city of Orillia closely monitors weather and conditions for signs of potential flooding, particularly during the spring thaw, said Cheryl Rem, the city's director of facilities, climate change and operations. The spring thaw and melting of snow is causing large puddles of water on John Street in Orillia. Tyler Evans, Orillia Matters. With warm daytime temperatures and cooler nights, this has helped mitigate a rapid snowmelt, reducing immediate concerns, Rem said. However, the combination of rainfall and melting snow can still create localized flooding risks, especially in rural and low-lying areas, and city staff continue to assess conditions and respond as needed. Certain areas in Orillia, particularly those near waterways, are more prone to flooding. To mitigate these risks, city crews have been clearing ditches, catch basins, and storm drains before significant weather events, Rem told Orillia Matters. The city has been actively maintaining drainage infrastructure, including clearing storm drains and ensuring ditches remain unobstructed. Staff also monitor water levels and weather forecasts to assess potential impacts and respond accordingly, Rem explained. In case of flooding, emergency response plans will be enacted, including road closures, water pumping efforts, and resident notifications through the city's website and social media channels. If evacuation becomes necessary, public shelters may be established in collaboration with emergency management officials. Residents can report flooding concerns to city infrastructure by calling 705-326-4585 during regular business hours or the after-hours emergency line at 705-326-4671. The city is also urging homeowners to take proactive measures, such as ensuring sump pumps are functional, clearing gutters and downspouts, and using weatherproof sealants around basement doors and windows. More flood preparedness information can be found on the city's website. In a press release issued on Thursday afternoon, Ramara Township stated they are proactively monitoring water levels and watching for flood warnings and watches from the local conservation authority and the Ministry of Natural Resources. Township staff are actively monitoring the situation, said Ramara Mayor Basil Clark. Currently, water levels in various watercourse areas are reaching critical thresholds and low-lying roads and ditches are experiencing flooding due to rising water levels and ongoing runoff. Clark reminds Ramara residents that since 2016, the township has not provided sandbags or sand to affected residents. They encourage residents to reach out to local businesses for sandbags and sand, as well as to engage in preventative measures to protect themselves and their homes. The press release states that Ramara residents affected by high water and flow conditions should continue to take necessary action to protect and secure vulnerable property in proximity to rivers and lakes. Those who have waterfront properties should be mindful that ice breakups along shorelines are expected as rising water levels and high winds will cause ice to become unstable. Severn Township is also monitoring conditions and maintaining municipal drainage systems as part of its flood preparedness strategy. Communities all around Ontario are vulnerable to these frequent, naturally occurring events, and that includes low-lying areas of Severn, said Tracy Roxborough, communications officer for Severn Township. Severn is fortunate to have plenty of lakes, rivers, and streams. However, the township recognizes this can also pose risks to public safety and property during periods of high water, said Roxborough. Roxborough says current conditions are not considered hazardous. We are not experiencing hazardous flooding conditions that threaten public safety, critical infrastructure, or significantly displace residents from their homes, she confirmed. We are inspecting the road and drainage network multiple times per day. Our priority is the safety of our residents and other road users. Severn has self-serve sandbag stations set up for residents and has implemented its emergency management plan, which includes protocols for escalating public assistance if necessary. To reduce personal flood risks, residents are advised to extend downspouts at least 2 meters away from buildings, clear gutters and drains, and test sump pumps and backup power systems. Severn residents can subscribe to updates here, and report drainage issues through the e-services portal or by calling 705-325-2315. Oromadont Township is also taking a proactive approach, monitoring water levels and ensuring drainage systems are functioning efficiently, say officials. The township actively monitors conditions and weather forecasts. We also receive flood outlooks inclusive of watershed condition statements from local conservation authorities who monitor water levels and snow loads, said Jenny Leggett, communications and public relations official for Oromadont. Given its mix of urban and rural landscapes, Oromadont experiences varying flood risks. Throughout the winter season, the township has proactively removed snow from bridges, outlets, and areas. Staff are monitoring melt water flows, Leggett added. If significant flooding occurs, Oromadont will communicate updates through township communication channels. Residents should report high-priority road issues by calling 705-487-2171 after hours. For immediate emergencies, residents should call 911. All 4 municipalities are urging homeowners to take preventative measures to protect their properties. Some recommended actions include clearing storm drains, culverts, and ditches of debris, checking and maintaining sump pumps, including installing a battery backup, ensuring downspouts and gutters direct water away from foundations, using sandbags to protect low-lying areas if necessary, raising valuables and appliances in flood-prone areas, checking insurance coverage for flood protection, and having an emergency kit with essentials like water, flashlights, and important documents. More resources and flood prevention information provided by the provincial government can be found here.